Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Big story number three.
Kale, screw those phone calls.
Yeah, we don't need any phone calls coming in. Here we go. I'm going to flash back really quickly to when, who left before? Was it Dick Raines? I always forget the timeline of my own show. Dick Raines was my phone screener. And we still do give Dick a rest because Dick would take off at 5:50 every day or at the end of our show, whenever that was. So we just take live phone calls, which we still call give Dick a rest.
All right.
Dick had an opportunity out in San Diego, California, and we were looking for a replacement for him. And they suggested a young lady named Kayla, who I knew from around the building, but I didn't really know too well. I asked what her talk radio experience was. They said none. I said, okay, well, I've always been really good at teaching people, and that is a lie. I've never been good at teaching people. But I figured there weren't any other savory options available, so I said, sure, you know, she can come aboard. I'm not the easiest guy to work with, but if she can work with me, maybe she can work with anybody, including Chubby Cannon. And Kayla came on the show, and she learned the skills of being first a phone screener, and then a phone screener, air personality, and borderline assistant to the executive producer of Drew Garabo Live. And through it all, she does a lot of stuff off the air to make my job ridiculously easy. She on the air is a very unique presence as well. And it was always my dream that she would learn this and become the Roz to my Frasier Crane, if I may use a tossed salad and scrambled eggs reference. And then, if my memory serves correctly, I think we still have the audio of when this happened.
January 9th, 2014.
Thank you. A year and a half ago.
Okay. So I just wanted more time to do what I need to do to better myself personally, as opposed to bettering myself for the show, if that makes sense at all.
Okay. I guess it does. So you feel like this show stands in the way of you bettering yourself personally?
No, this is you twisting my words around. I never said that the show was standing in the way. In fact, I told you in our meeting that I wanted to stay with the show, but there are time constraints on top of it. So I felt that leaving and backing down would be the best way for me to go. And then I wanted to set a date so that way we had enough time and you had enough time to see if there was somebody else that you liked better than me.
Okay, pause it real quick. That was when Kayla turned in her 6-month notice.
A 6-month notice?
Now, Gio, refresh my memory. Wasn't something going on, like something pretty traumatic had happened the weekend before or something, and I came into work on a Monday? Something bad had just happened.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what had happened, but something was off a little bit.
Me too. So then I come into work, and Kayla sits me down. She says, hey, I got to talk to you about something. And that's when she dropped the bomb on me that she was turning in her 6-month notice, and she was going to be expanding her brand and leaving the show in favor of not a better opportunity, but of no opportunity. and in my heart, what I wanted to do at that time was just let her get the hell out of there. I'm like, if you don't want to be here on the show, pound sand. You know, we don't. If you don't want us, we don't want you. We can certainly find somebody to take your place.
Well, you told me that day in the office, I don't want Kayla on the show anymore.
Right.
Because if she doesn't want to be here, then I'm done.
Right. Which at the time seemed like the right thing to do.
Right.
And which today seemed like the right thing to do. No, I knew then that it was going to happen again. I knew then that this was not going to be a relationship that would last us throughout the rest of my career. If someone tries to quit you once, they're going to quit on you again, in my opinion. So I've talked to a couple people around here, John Brennan. I talked to Seth about it for a while. I talked to Gio. And I realized, you know what? I think Kayla is making a mistake here. I really feel like if she does want to leave, if she's hell-bent on leaving, okay, but let me present it to you in a different way. You still got some work left to do here. We can help you get to a new opportunity if you want to. Maybe you want to reconsider. And the theme and the tone of the show that day was, let's help you out and let's make you, not make you stay, but help you stay here for a little while so that we can maybe help you get to where you want to go. Instead of leaving our show for nothing, we can get you to leave our show for something. And that day that we knew would come has come now when Kayla is leaving the show. Oh, I guess your mic needs to be on.
Yes. So, speculation, you know, the last couple of weeks that I was leaving to go to Vegas, they presented me with an offer as of recent, and I accepted. So, I will be leaving the station in 2 weeks to travel out west for another opportunity.
Good. And we are very happy for you. We are disappointed that your new employer, Chet Buchanan, will not go on the air with us. One could say that makes him look like a tremendous pussy.
Oh, jeez.
I just did. I mean, well, like we reached out, but, like, I don't know why the guy wouldn't talk to us.
How did you reach out?
I don't know. How, like, did we reach out?
Who did the reaching?
I had Kayla reach out.
I texted him just to see when you guys were going over my demo tape, basically, a couple of weeks ago, and he said that his company wouldn't allow that.
Bitch!
I don't know if that's the same thing. My future company wouldn't allow that. And I just realized in that that Cox is very lenient and they really encourage us to be with everybody else in different radio stations around the market. Mm. So it's just, I mean, I don't know. I want to push any buttons at all.
Sure. No, it's your new employer. I would do the same thing. Exactly. I wouldn't be like, I'm going to work for that guy. I don't care about my old guy.
And are you leaving to be a co-host on the morning show? Or are you leaving to be an executive producer? What is the job title that you're leaving the show for?
I will be leaving to be the co-host of Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's not really the name of the show, though. Come on.
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo. On 98.5 KLCC.
It turns up over there. I hope you guys know volume levels. So it is Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo. Is your name like Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo with Kayla?
No, it'll just be Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo. I will be part of the zoo.
Are you going to wear like a little safari outfit?
And talk to us about the brand. Like, that's what everybody wants to know. When she tried to leave the show the first time, she felt like her brand could be better off expanding somewhere else. How does this affect the Radio Kayla brand?
I think it's good for the brand. The brand is very excited to travel out west. I've never lived anywhere but Florida. That's the one thing that I'm super excited about. I've never lived anywhere but this area in Florida. I lived in Tallahassee for a couple of years. But besides that, I was born and raised here. I'm ready to go see what happens out west. And then if I don't like it, I'll come back in a couple of years and you guys will see me again, maybe.
Prediction, she'll be a Florida resident again within 1 year. Anybody want to take that one?
I'll take that action.
She told me about her contract, so I think she's staying there for at least 3 years, and then she's coming back home.
Anyone?
No, it'll be more than a year.
More than a year.
Yeah,
she lasts more than a year.
I'm going to say year and a half.
Year and a half.
Ooh, that's a good guess. No, I think it'll be fun.
Oh, it will be.
Yeah. I realize that when you do morning radio, I mean, you can attest to this, when you do morning radio, you pretty much have no life because you kind of go home and you settle back in. You're in bed by, what, 6, 7 o'clock at
night?
Yeah,
but now you're in Vegas. You're in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game.
Nice try.
My adjustment is the one thing that I'm worried about because basically my bedtime there, I mean, 9 o'clock there is midnight here.
Yeah, it'll take you a week to adjust.
You think so?
Yeah, just about a week.
You could move to Great Britain, and within a week, you would have the time thing down. It's easy.
I'm more worried about traveling across country with my car. I've never done it before.
You're going to drive?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They're moving everything else. Like, I have a moving company do everything for me, but
I haven't moved that car.
But I've never done it before, and my parents take a trip now. They're both retired, so they're going to come across the country with me, so it'll be like old times when we used to travel to the mountains together.
I think we should rename Give Dick a Rest, Give Kayla a Rest in her memory. Let her legacy live on the show forever.
Can we call it Give the Brand a Rest?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now I'm in.
By the way, I'd like to remind you that tomorrow is actually our 3-year anniversary.
Well, it was our 3-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I haven't left yet, so technically it is a 3-year anniversary.
No. The day you announce is the day you're no longer on the show. So tomorrow's not our 3-year anniversary. It would have been our 3-year anniversary.
I think it's our 3-year anniversary.
Well, you can feel free to think and tell all your new friends in Las Vegas that, but
just fell short.
We came just short of 3 years together, in my opinion.
No, that is 3 years because my last day here will be not next Friday, but the Friday after.
Oh, no. You may work here for the next 2 weeks, but today is your last day. Like, today is your last day as Drew Garabo Live. You are a lame duck president for the next 2 weeks.
When I go to apply for another job in the next couple of years and I put down on my resume that I worked here, technically it'll be 3 years on the show.
technically, schmecknically, you haven't been here for 3 years. when you leave, you're gone.
Once you leave here, will you put Drew down as a reference?
Oh, you
for
should.
Future
oh,
opportunities.
Absolutely. Oh, please. I will give you a glowing reference. I will write a 10-page reference letter. You've done a magnificent job for us, and I will speak of you and write of you with effusive praise.
Regardless of what happens in the next couple of years, wherever I end up, Drew will go down as first reference for everything from here on out. Wow.
Yes, this is the first ever branch from the Drew Garabo Tree of Talent that is actually flourishing somewhere else. I'm very proud.
That's yet to be determined.
Well, it is still a pretty good move. I mean, she is moving up in markets because Tampa is 18, 19, and Las Vegas is what?
30
well, actually,
right?
No. I'm moving down.
No, you're moving down, but up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm already getting paid way more than I'm getting paid here.
That's
so
up. That's
to
up.
Me, that's up.
That
yeah.
is upward mobility for sure. Well, we almost made it 3 years together.
It's the hidden Drew Garabo Live track of the day. The first rule about the hidden track of the day is you don't talk about the hidden track of the day. You just tweet me about it at Seth Kush and tell me how much you love it. Here we go.
And here's Seth's journal reading.
And now another diary.
Journal.
Jesus.
I mean, journal entry from Seth.
Really not have any... some in there. If you're just joining us for the first time, Seth had a journal many, many years ago, and it chronicled the first girl he ever slept with, Ashley. She was a Wing House girl. He met her through a radio station bit.
I would love for somebody to approach me about a movie deal with this so I can at least get something out of it.
Someday, because there's enough angst in here for a Cameron Crowe movie for sure. So, if you're just getting caught up, Ash is kind of toying with Seth, much like a yo-yo. Seth is not dealing with it well, trying to move on with his life and convince himself that he's over her, when in actuality, he's not too over her.
Mm-mm.
June 11th, 2004. Well, let's see. I'm feeling good. My head feels clear. I went to see Suburban Tragedy last night. Hung out with Paul and Jess Marie after. Who's Paul and Jess Marie?
Paul is in Suburban Tragedy, and Jess was the girl you were talking about yesterday that I made out with on her birthday.
Okay, the friend of Chelsea's.
Yes.
All right, very good. I love that Paul guy. He's all about getting faded. He even had some pill juice.
Pill juice?
Mm. He had some what?
I believe pill juice was where you would run out of pills, say Vicodin, and then you put water in the bottle.
And the residue.
Yeah, and then you would drink the residue.
Man, that's hard. That's hardcore.
Dude, what are you doing?
No, not me.
Oh.
Him.
He drank pill juice.
He was into it back in the day.
Wow. That's pretty into pain pills, I guess.
Yeah, that's into it.
Sounds like he's a great guy. I love that Paul guy. He's all about getting faded. He even had some pill juice. I rocked out from 2 to 7 yesterday. Does that mean you worked a shift at 97X?
I guess so.
Were you rocking out while you're doing your shifts?
Yeah.
And Ash called me during my 2:20 break. Then she called me today. I guess she didn't go see Lucky Boy's Confusion after all. I worried for nothing, I guess. Because yesterday you were worried that she was seeing Lucky Boy Confusion and doing the dude in Lucky Boy Confusion.
Right.
But it turns out she didn't go see them at all.
That's what it says in the journal.
She's cool to talk to, though. Jamie got me a brand new piece yesterday. Piece?
Probably a bowl.
Okay. It's pretty sweet. I'm anxious for Jess to get back. I want to see if she would be interested in having me court her, since I do fancy her a bit. Game of Thrones before Game of Thrones was cool. What are you thinking, Renfair? I want to see if she would be interested in having me court her since I do fancy her a bit.
What am I thinking? That 11 years after I wrote this, it would never see the light of day. That's what I was thinking.
I guess you probably thought no one would ever be reading this, let alone hearing about it on the radio. June 27th, 2004.
Two today?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I got some music for this one. You ready? N-E-R-D in Orlando. No One Ever Really Dies. The band fronted by Pharrell Williams. Me, Ashley, Mustang, Jessica. Yeah, that was the plan. Now it's Seth, Pot, Journal, and Tampa. So Ashley bailed on me again. I think I'm done. I've said that before, but I really mean it this time. I can't take feeling like this. It sucks. I'm done with her. And it's put up or shut up time for Jess. What's up with the weird text, Ash? Leave me alone. I think I win this round. If you're sober, know that I'm not. But I still win. Good rating, Seth. Bonus is coming. So she dissed you for the nerd show? She said she was going to go see NERD with you and then diss you?
I'm guessing. That's not surprising at all.
That is not cool.
It's actually surprising how many times she popped up and talked to me, because it seems like I talked to her about four times in my life.
But you still went on to the nerd show notwithstanding.
No, I didn't, because I said that it was supposed to be NERD in Orlando, and it was me, Pot, Journal.
So you didn't even see NERD?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
I met Pharrell at Next Big Thing, too, though, so.
Was he cool?
Oh, he was the best.
Is he short?
No, he's probably
about your size?
Yeah, 5'11", 6 feet.
6 feet?
Yeah.
And he was a cool dude?
He was awesome.
What'd he say to you?
I took a picture with him, and he signed my NERD CD, and that was it.
Shoot the breeze about anything, about Ashley?
I don't think so. They were performing, let's say, around 6 o'clock, got there about 5:45, had two giant security guards, took them to the meet and greet area, went on stage, did 5 songs, and was out.
Probably missed a great show. Were you more upset about not seeing NERD or not going with Ashley?
Yes.
Well, I'm happy for you on the good ratings.
Thanks.
Hope you got your bonus.
Probably spent it all on weed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.